After reports made the rounds that the CBFC have suggested 8 to 9 cuts to Akshay Kumar's toilet ek Prem Katha, Akshay refuted all such claims, saying that only 2 or 3 cuts have been suggested. The actor also said that the certification board only asked the makers for 3 verbal cuts in all. Post his outing as the antagonist in Bombay Velvet, Karan Johar has pledged not to return to acting. But the filmmaker will soon be making his comeback on the screen. If reports are to be believed, then Karan will be appearing in a double role in the film Crazy Hum, alongside Sonakshi Sinha, Aditya Kapoor and Diljit Dosanjh. Ranveer Singh's trainer Lloyd Stevens posted a picture of the actor before and after his 6 weeks-long rigorous training. In the picture taken 6 weeks ago, the actor can be seen in a lean frame, while in the picture of his current form has Ranveer all buffed up. However, it is unclear if Ranveer went under transformation for Sanjay Leela Bhansali's Padmavati. Filmmaker Suman Ghosh, who was told by the CBFC to mute 6 words in his Amartya Sen documentary The Argumentative Indian, has refused to abide by the recommendations. Ghosh also said that there is no question of reconsidering his stand on the same and will supposedly move to the revising committee in Mumbai. Veteran actor Dilip Kumar was discharged from the hospital where he had been admitted for the past few days. He had been suffering from dehydration and kidney dysfunction and was even on a ventilator for some time. However, excited friends and family of the superstar were seen escorting him out of the hospital. Acclaimed American singer and guitarist Glenn Campbell breathed his last following a long battle with Alzheimer's at the age of 81. The actor was famous for his country and pop music and delivered hits like Rhinestone Cowboy and Southern Nights. Darren Aronofsky, who amazed viewers with psychological dramas like Requiem for a Dream and Black Swan, is ready to present his new film, another psychological thriller, Mother. The movie, which stars Jennifer Lawrence, Javier Bardem, Ed Harris and Michelle Pfeiffer, features a couple whose life is uprooted by mysterious guests visiting their home. Actor Andy Samberg welcomed a baby girl with wife Joanna Newsom after 4 years of marriage. The news came as a surprise to fans as the couple didn't announce the news of their pregnancy. Samberg's publicist announced the good news. However, the baby's name or birth date weren't revealed. Taylor Swift's attorney claimed that the singer was absolutely certain of being sexually assaulted by former Denver radio host David Mueller at a meet-and-greet concert in 2013. Mueller, meanwhile, claims that the accusations were false, causing him to lose his job and seeks $3 million in damages. As the anticipation around the Deadpool sequel rises, Ryan Reynolds teased actor Josh Brolin's first look as the character of Cable in the film. Cable is an ally of Deadpool's in the comics and has been a long-running member of the X-Force team. Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.